You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. With a punch of a trumpet, we welcome you to a new episode of a show we call Neon Jazz. That was Lester Bowie with the Brass Fantasy Backup Band with the 1987 song Personality off the album Twilight Dreams. Lester was a co-founder of the Art Ensemble of Chicago. The Maryland native grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and at the age of five, he started playing the trumpet with his father, who was a professional musician himself. He played with many blues musicians over his storied career. Following his death from liver cancer in 1999, he was inducted into the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame, another cool journeyman in jazz that lit up the trumpet. Welcome to a brand new episode of our little jazz show here. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the land of jazz notes, shrines, echoes, lies, and the truth, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, here on your radio dial to bring back jazz the way it was meant to be. Featuring musicians like Dizzy Reese, Sarah Vaughan, the great Duke Ellington, and many, many more. Keeping up with the Lester vibe here on the show, this next tune is from the band that he co-founded, the Art Ensemble of Chicago, with the song Theme Dessaline.
Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was bebop and hard bop jazz tenor saxophonist, composer, and arranger Benny Golson with his funky quintet on the 2000 song called Moritat off his album That's Funky. The Philadelphia native played with many legends over his career, recording a huge amount of music. He jammed with the likes of John Coltrane, Red Garland, Jimmy Heath, Percy Heath, Philly Joe Jones, and many others. Benny is still kicking to this day, and in 2007, he received the Mellon Living Legend Legacy Award presented by the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation at a ceremony at the Kennedy Arts Center. Let's listen to some what Benny jammed with next here on Neon Jazz. Here's Mr. John Coltrane with You Belong to Me off a 1991 reissue album, a good one, called Cattin' with Coltrane and Queenie Shedd. Mm-hmm.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz's greatest living composer, Mr. Wayne Shorter, with the 1960 song Pay As You Go off his album Second Generation. The saxophonist laid down many jazz standards, and his work has earned him worldwide recognition, critical praise, and various commendations, including multiple Grammy Awards. He was well known for his work and collaborations with the late, great Miles Davis. During his youth, he was dubbed with the nickname Mr. Gone. Which would be later an album title for Weather Report. Nothing gone with this cat. He's still around in the world, and we're all better off for it. Let's get away from the horns here in this next segment on Neon Jazz. We listen to the ladies and the greatest voices of their generation. This is the great Sarah Vaughan with the 1957 song Shulia Bop.
Bop, shoo ya bop, shoo ya bop, shoo ya bop, shoo be doo boo. Sa doo ya doo doo ya doo doo ya doo doo ya doo doo be doo. Sha ga ga doo ya boo be doo ba doo ba doo ya beep be bop be boom be ba. Sa wee boo be doo ya bop wee boo be doo ya boom be boom be ah. Say ya dee ya dee ya dee ya boom
ba ba dee 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 ba doo bee, sha ba ba dee 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 ba doo bee. I'm mad at you, pretty baby, don't be mad at me. Sha ba doo doo boo, see doo dee. Jean Malachi. Crazy Joe Benjamin. Roy Haynes. Sawa we do baby you Saba do ya do baby do baby do baby you be Oh be do you be Sawa de hoo de hoo Sawi booby do ya booby do baby do baby booby Sawa we do ba wa de you ba we you ba we you be baby do baby do baby do ya boo Sawi booby do ba ya
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Nothing but blue skies from now.
That was the great jazz vocalist and performer Maxine Sullivan with her orchestra with the tune Blue Skies off a 2009 Best Of album. Originally born with the name Marietta Williams, she was active for over half a century from the mid-30s to just before her death in 1987. Throughout her career, Sullivan appeared as a performer on film as well as on stage. She set the jazz stage for the later stars of the craft, such as vocalists Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and the great Sarah Vaughan. To this day, Maxine Sullivan is considered one of the best jazz vocalists of the 30s and probably ever in the jazz craft. Up next on the show is an old friend, Mr. Dizzy Reiss, with the song The Case of the Frightened Lover off a 1960 album called Coming On. Thank you. Wait. Let me do the whole thing, and then you repeat after me. Neon Jazz yeah. with Joe Domino.
I'm Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was the song Secret Love off the album Love for Sale from the combination known as the Great Jazz Trio. Led by legendary pianist Hank Jones, the trio was a classic example of how the piano, bass, drums format has remained timeless, enduring, and ever-challenging. Formed in the spring of 1975, the initial threesome performed together for the first time at the Village Vanguard nightclub in New York City for 1 week. The band was given its name by owner Max Gordon, and joining forces with Jones was drummer Tony Williams and bassist Ron Carter. A fine album for a very thriving jazz collection. Here's the man that made jazz thrive as well. This is the great Duke Ellington with tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins on the 1963 song Limbo Jazz. Thank you.
Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Coolest cats to ever enter the swing era room, Mr. Harry James with his orchestra on the song It's Been a Long, Long Time off a Best of Big Bands album. This next guy is just flat cool. Here's the great composer and vibraphonist Lionel Hampton on the 1954 song Double Talk. Thank you. Again, that was the great Lionel Hampton with the 1954 tune, Double Talk, leading us down the road and out of this jazz town. On this episode of Neon Jazz, is John Coltrane teamed up with Cannonball Adderley on the 1959 song, Tune of the Hickory Stick. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and KC Radio's designated hitter, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you want to hear. Just let us know you're out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
I will tell you about the time I shot the rhino out in out in the Serengeti. Poor devil, he was right in the sights of my Winchester. Oh, I'm sorry, we're doing a jazz
show. We're doing a jazz show. All right. Thank you, Frazier.
Frazier.
Neon Jazz.